dad was lost, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And therefore, you have to win the way his brother won, anywhere else. And if you have to win everywhere else, then
you got to have him.
You got to have him. And therefore, before you turn around, it became like a candidate ticket, you know. Instead of this being a Johnson ticket with him on it, he thought as though you need him, you know.
Yeah.
It's a self-deception of some kind. It's a some people work up a state of mind in order to justify what they inwardly would like to justify.
Who advises with him up there, Alex?
I wonder who he is. He must have a group of people who, frankly speaking, I don't even know who does. But all I know is that he is completely at a loss. He doesn't know which way to turn. Lou said to me, you know, called him out, they talked to me, said, you know, here's what happened. He called up Lou and he wanted to see him Tuesday morning, and they met. And I told Lou, all right, you let me know what happened.
That's last Tuesday.
Last Tuesday, and he did tell him that he had come to the conclusion that he wants to run for the vice presidency, that he's needed, and developed the whole theory that he's in a position to take care of the so-called low-income Catholic backlash, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that he has the organizational ability, and that he will provide you with all the organizational strength, you know what I mean? And then he developed a theory that, as it stands right now, you're not sufficiently prepared in the national campaign. And he began to compare with the conditions, the way they existed 4 years ago when his brother was campaigning for the nomination. Well, you don't have to campaign for it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And he made his own conclusion, and then he said he was going to go down and see you about it, and tell you that, you see? And you but happened to call me in response to a telephone call I made to him, and I told him what I heard was going to happen, you see. I thought you ought to know. And then subsequently, and also Lou Hires gave me the poll as it stood last week before your announcement. And I thought it was a very good piece of news because, number one, it showed that Bobby Kennedy had a tremendous resistance nationally of 9%. It was not only solid, he had nationally a resistance of 9%.
What's Hubert's national resistance?
4%.
Mm-hmm.
No, 3%.
Mm-hmm.
Hubert's was 3% and his was 9%.
Mm-hmm.
And furthermore, in the South he had 30-odd%, whereas Hubert only had 4%. So what you really find is that Hubert's 3% resistance was very much like one of the lowest among all the others, you know. In other words, there's always, it doesn't indicate what Hubert brings to you. It only shows what he might take away from you. Now, 3% national resistance is pretty low, whereas he had 9, you see. So that was pretty good news. And then it showed, number one, that Bobby Kennedy went down from 42 to 40, from 40 to 38, whereas Hubert went up from 11 to 13 and from 13 to 16. Stevenson stayed at 16, 16, and 16 all the time. And the two of them practically were a similar type of candidates, so that almost made it 32, 38, you see, vis-a-vis Bobby Kennedy, which I thought was all good, very good, good, which bears out everything you said before, you see, that this is an exaggerated conception they've built up.
Well, I wish you'd keep me informed. I'll talk to you next week.
Yeah. Would you advise me then that I
think your advice is good. I think your advice is good.
Right.
I've always thought he'd be a good candidate for New York. You don't think so?
Well, very frankly, I wonder. That's why I wanted the mayor to tell you his opinion, because as far as he's concerned, he looks like a candidate. Like after he was rejected for the vice presidency, he goes back to the state, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Also, I don't think he's going to be very happy to be in the same class with his brother Ed and with Pierre, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think, frankly speaking, from my point of view, the proper advice to him was not to try to bargain for any other appointment or for any other position, but simply act patriotically and devotedly to you.
Yeah.
And continue in public service for whatever opportunities that might have had.
That's good. Of course, he oughtn't to be putting out this stuff about how many wires he's getting saying that my manner was bad, because that's disloyal.
Well, let me put it up here, Mr. President. I would say, let him say what he wants. I would want, if I can permit myself to offer this advice, I would very much want to see the White House say nothing anymore, because it does not, there is no real strength anymore there now.
Mm-hmm.
And he himself will realize that he's not going to gain by it, but only lose by it, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you just leave it alone, let his friends say what they want.
I'll do that, and I'll follow your advice.
All right.
Bye, Alex.
Thank you, man.
Bye.
Bye-bye.